The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
So our encouragement talk this evening will be given by Senior Dharma Teacher Jeannie Erlbaum.
So I want to encourage you to spend as much time being grateful for this practice as you spend being complaining about it.
A little bit louder.
So I know from my own practice that I spend quite a bit of time complaining. And over the years, I have a long list of complaints. Things like my knees hurt, that's a primary thing, but also, you know, why do we have to get up at 4:30 in the morning? Why is the person next to me snoring? I don't have enough time to eat. Blah, 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 blah. And it can go on and on. And in addition to that, we can also be obsessing about what we left at home and what we forgot and plans for the future. And we can go on and on. And my encouragement to you is that you spend at least as much time being grateful to be here. And it is really quite amazing that we're here. If you think about how many people have the possibility of taking a week off to just be. And I was thinking earlier today about how many people don't even have the glimmer of an idea of this as a possibility? And even people who know that it's a possibility to sit for a week may just totally discount it as possible for their life. I was thinking actually about my cousin, Kim, who I adore. She and I grew up a few blocks from each other, and we decided a long time ago that we were sisters because we both had brothers and no sisters. So we were each other's sisters. And as much as we love each other, we're just opposites. She was tall and thin and blonde. She sang in a rock and roll band for many years, and I was this short, dark person who only wanted to stay in my room and read my books. But with all the differences, we really adore each other and try hard to understand each other's lives. So I was thinking about the time when she asked me what I was doing for the week, and I told her I was going to sit at a retreat. And she asked me about it, and I didn't want to freak her out, so I did not say a lot. Just said, you know, basically we meditate, we walk, we eat, we rest. Sometimes there's talks. And so I made the mistake of saying, and it's in silence. And she said, oh, no, I couldn't do that. And then she contemplated. She said, well, maybe, you know, but as long as you go back to your room at night and you can turn on the TV and relax, then it would be okay. So she was one of those people. I was thinking, it may not be possible in this life for her to do this. And how grateful I am that I do get to do this, and that the possibility, because of numerous factors, has opened for me to have this practice. And so I invite you to notice how it has opened for you and to be grateful. Here we are. I mean, not only having an opportunity to do the practice, but amazing support in that, you know, we're fed and the bathroom gets clean and we get talks and we get interviews, everything to support us in this practice. And really, I think the best way to express our gratitude for this is to actually do it, to do the practice. And I know that's not easy. I know that all kinds of things take us away from our practice. But this opportunity to just be, to not polish the mirror, at least for a week, in this life of always trying to make ourselves better or make the world better, and to just have time to be quiet and make effort. My old teacher used to say, make effort like a leaf falling. That kind of kindness to ourselves is such a wonderful thing to give ourselves. I was telling Laurie on our way here, because we were talking about how easy it is to have a program for Sishin, some agenda that we set out for ourselves, and that I told her that way back when I had a trick that I did for myself and to myself to bypass that tendency. And what I would do is I would imagine that at the end of Sishin, I'd get a great big gift box that was beautifully wrapped in gift paper and tied with a bow. But the deal was that I wouldn't get this gift, or it wouldn't be such a great gift, if I decided what was in the gift, or if I went and shook the box or explored the box to see what was in it. That I just had to let it be and let my practice be. And the more I could be with my practice and let go any wishing for something or any agenda, I'd actually get a better gift. That was the deal. And in fact, I'd like to report to you that I've been getting some really good gifts. You know, many, many, many years of many, many, many retreats. And every Sishin, there's a gift, beautifully wrapped. And I never know what's going to be in it. And it gets revealed right after Sishin, and continuing for a long time after Sishin, I get to open and open and open that gift. So my wish for you is that you be grateful for this opportunity, that you take the opportunity, that you get a great big gift at the end of the Sishin, and that, in fact, maybe you get a nice bunch of gifts along the way. So that's my wish for you. Thank you.